G'day, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. So tell us about the Bendigo Sports Star Awards.
Well, the Bendigo Sports Star Awards are the longest running regional sports star awards in Australia, and they started way back in 1965 by a group of sort of dedicated local volunteers, mm-hmm. and they continue all the way up until this day.
Of course, Bendigo is known for producing a lot of wonderful elite sports people, and I've had a look at the lineup. Very impressive lineup for so far, just this year alone. Take us through some of the winners and even previous winners.
Well, the first winner. So the way the thing it operates is every month we nominate someone as a monthly winner.
Mm-hmm.
So we recognise and reward a local, and then we put all those yearly ones together, calendar year, and we decide on a sports star of the year recipient. So the very first one, if you want to go all the way back there, was a guy named Frank McCaig. He was in cycling.
Yep.
1965, 66. But there's been some legends, obviously, over the years with Greg Goodall, you know, Billy Fry in boxing. I think Billy went to Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Matthew Dellavedova. Glenn O'Shea in cycling.
Yep.
And our last winners were Will Kelly in water skiing and Liz Schreiner in lawn bowls. So there's a long list of, over the last 65 years, of Sports Star of the Year.
It is a very impressive lineup, even the monthly ones. As I say, there was Dyson Daniels. There's a couple of other names as well. So how do you nominate someone, and how does the process work? Because, as you say, it must be a tough situation to try and get our finalists, because there's just some wonderful sports people around Bendigo.
There is. So you can, the public community can nominate by going to our webpage, which is BendigoSportsStar.com, and nominate someone. But one of our committee members normally puts a list together, a monthly list of highlights that they get off social pages, I suppose, and through all the local media, and committee gets together and decides on that on a monthly basis.
And that's basically how it all works. So at this stage, when will the Sports Star of the Year awards take place?
When will the next one take place?
Yeah, when the next one, yeah.
It'll be in February, late February. So it's normally late February.
Okay, yep.
So, but of course, we didn't have one this year because of COVID. So what we've done this time is we've combined calendar year 2020 with 2021.
Right. Okay.
So we had those tough decisions to make around whether we would continue. We had to continue after 65 years,
yep.
And so now we've put the two together. So last month, for instance, our winners in August were Matthew Dellavedova for bronze medal at basketball, and Cole Pearce, who swam at the Paralympics.
Oh yes, yep.
And also won a bronze medal in the 100 metres butterfly.
And also, just having a look at your last year's winners, you know, there's some pretty big names there. Todd Murphy. Tale of Limick, of course, representing Australia in cricket. So there's some big names there.
Yeah, Lucas Herbert, Jason Sleep. It's an interesting exercise to run through on a monthly basis and then a yearly basis to come up with who the winners might be. And following up from that, we then, 1993, the committee set up what they call the Hall of Fame. So you become a sort of a monthly winner, then might become a yearly winner.
Yep.
And then they decided in 1993 that we should be recognising people for higher achievement again.
Yep.
And they set up the Hall of Fame. So that started in 1993, and the recipients, first people inducted into the Sports Star Hall of Fame, was Faith Leach, swimming obviously, yeah, Bob McCaskill for football, and Don Sherman in lawn bowls. And that's continued. There's about 43 names now in that category, and they're all up at the Bendigo Stadium, up on the wall as you enter the building up there. It's pretty spectacular.
It'd be wonderful to see, to be perfectly honest. So just the website again for us?
Is Bendigo Sports Star, all one word, .com.
.com, BendigoSportsStar.com. Now, Michael, obviously turning our attention now to the AFL. Do you have an interest in who wins a little later this evening?
I am a demon.
Ah, well, how many?
Well, I'm hoping it's over early. So I'm actually thinking they've been the best team all year, and yep. I'd predicted 42 points.
It's going to be a cracker of a game, the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne. And good luck to your Melbourne
side. It will
side.
Be a great game.
As a matter of fact, Michael, while I've got you, just to get you in the mood for the grand final in a couple of hours' time. It's a grand old flag.
It's a high
flag. Hey, Michael McKern, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. All the best with the Bendigo Sports Star Awards. Really do appreciate it. And good luck to your D's tonight.
Thank you, and hopefully we'll talk again very soon. I'd love to do this monthly with you.
Absolutely. Michael McKern there, the chairman for the Bendigo Sports Star Awards. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.